Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Glory to God. Welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio, Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. 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 We bless God. We thank God for each and every one of you who is here with us today. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Praise God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your presence here today. Your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight. We know by your word, Lord God, that you are the healer. So you are ready, willing, and absolutely able to heal every part of us and everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Whether it's our body or whether it's even our mind, will, or emotions. Hallelujah. You are the healer. So we welcome you tonight, Lord God, and we thank you for being in the midst. We just say, Lord, have your way. As we dedicate this broadcast to you once again, in the name of Jesus, it is yours, Lord God. Move by your spirit any way you want to move, and we'll all be satisfied. We thank you for healing, delivering, setting free, hallelujah, and even the healing of salvation tonight. Any way you want to do it, Lord, hallelujah. And we give you praise and glory as your very presence infiltrates every household presented, whether they're on the line right now in this particular time, or even if it's 100 years from now, or even more, at any time. Just go all through each and every household, Lord God. Whatever's wrong, we thank you for making it right. And whatever's right, we ask, take it, dedicate it, and set it apart for your use and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, wow. We are just so excited tonight. We have Elder Philip talking with us. Amen. And we may have Minister Linda. If you're on the line, Minister Linda, please press one key. And we'll open up your line tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Minister Linda. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So Minister Linda.
Look at little Linda.
Yes, I got a testimony.
Well, boy. Praise God. Elder Phillip is here as well. Amen. Well, go ahead. Cut loose with your testimony, Minister Linda.
Well, we just had prayer, my hubby and I, for my daughter. She just recently, within the last 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, I think 3 weeks, had a breakup with her fiance. She did not want the breakup. He wanted the breakup. And he hurt her very much with, you know, lies and different things. And it just literally crushed her because she's a very loving young lady. And I was really getting to the point of desperateness praying in that because of her depression. And I just didn't know. I was like, God, I don't know what else I can do to help her. And we had prayer. And it's just like I seen her. She came in and she said, you know, I'm done. And I could just see it totally lifted off of her. This depression that was getting away at her, it just lifted. It was just lifted. It was just gone. Mm-hmm. Her face was different. Her face was totally different. I just give all glory and praise to the Lord that we have him to turn to when we have our children are in trouble, you know? I mean, it's a blessing.
Yes, you know, and I'll add just a little bit to that. We went in prayer this afternoon, and we just said, you know, Lord, you've given us the privilege of coming and praying for other people, and sometimes people are just in a position where they just can't pray themselves. You know, they just can't do it, you know? And so we said, Lord, we're coming on behalf of this young person. And
yeah.
I tell you what, he is so merciful and so mighty. And
yes, he
is. I figured there'd be a change. I didn't think it'd be this fast. You know, but praise God. I mean, just a boom, you know. It was lifted off of her, you know.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
So, you know, that just shows you once again the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I know that's a wonderful thing to see, especially when you can, you know, because when somebody's countenance changes in such a way, you know that something's not right. And
right.
Then when it changes back and you can see the light of the Lord on them again, that's just
wonderful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, she was going through, if there's anybody, I just have a feeling that there might be somebody out there that's going through the same thing that Michaela was going through, that because this young man didn't seem to want her anymore, and she felt thrown away after he had got down on his knee and proposed to her and everything. She felt just literally thrown away. And I know there's probably somebody out there listening right now that felt like they've been thrown away. And I can tell them right now that Jesus never throws you away. Man will fail
That's
you.
Right.
You know, women will fail you, but God will never fail you.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
He will not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Saying love you one day and don't love you the next day. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. He never turns his back on you. He is always there. He's faithful and he's true.
Faithful.
And the devil is such a liar. I mean, he gets people thinking that they're not worthy and that nobody needs them he tells such vicious lies that you know it's him. But God, he never, doesn't matter what we go through in life, he doesn't fail us. And his love is always there. And I just thank him for answering this prayer because I was getting pretty tired myself. You know, when you're helping somebody that's suffering emotionally, it can be draining. And I just am feeling like able to breathe.
Well, breathe Amen. In the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
That's right. That's right. That's right, honey. That's right.
Amen. Amen. I'm so happy to hear that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I was looking through our list of ailments that the Lord is healing today. Glory to God. And one of the ailments that was mentioned, it's kind of a little different than what we usually have here. Let me go back for a second. I'm so excited over this. the ailments that are revealed, because on this broadcast, the Lord has let us know what he reveals, he heals. Amen?
Yes.
And so
Amen.
Usually for the past, it's been 5 going on 6 years now that we've had prophetic healing. And those ailments that were mentioned prophetically before we come to the broadcast have been through either Elder Phillip, and lately, you know, Minister Linda, or myself, and mostly
right.
through Elder Phillip. And so this time, my sister, Pastor Price, has a broadcast or on Zoom, and it's called Date Night with the Lord. And she's really training on spiritual warfare by the Spirit of the Lord. And part of that is, knowing how to pray over, knowing how to pray for ourselves as well when different things happen. And so the Lord revealed to her a bunch of ailments tonight.
Praise God, yeah.
He revealed all of that tonight, and I was listening to it. Her Zoom broadcast comes on 2 hours earlier than this one. And so as I was listening, it was so many, and I was like, hey. I mean, the Lord just like kind of nudged me, like, write this down. And so
wow.
I began to write it down, and these are the ailments that were mentioned. Skin problems, ankles, problems with the ankles, the hand and the wrist, neck pain, hair loss, financial problems, respiratory system. And get this, Minister Linda, emotional disturbances.
Yes.
Right.
Protection.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Safety issues.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knees.
Yeah.
Headaches and shoulders.
That's right.
So, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So that's 12 different ailments that were mentioned.
That's 12. We're going to be busy tonight.
Wow.
Just as an awesome confirmation, the emotional disturbances that we had no clue about, we didn't know anything that was going on, but God knew.
Right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God
yes.
knew.
Yes.
Even prayers that you all had prayed for her for your daughter
yes.
earlier in the day. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
Had Pastor Price to even pray for that. Glory, hallelujah. Or to even
Praise
mention
you,
it. And I don't see her. Oh, I see you, Pastor Price, on the line. So I know that you heard that. Yeah, emotional disturbances. And I don't know if Pastor Price said it in that way, but that was when she was talking about these things, that's what how I got it. So praise
yeah.
God. That's been answered already.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when he heals what he has revealed, just as I want to say this in a way that he will use, you know, whom he will use to reveal, and then he'll use whom who he will use to pray for that healing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And we give God all the praise. And then another element was mentioned tonight, too, was elbow joint. Amen. So we have a wonderful 13 elements tonight. Hallelujah. They were revealed. So I'm going to go through it again. Elbow joint, skin problem, ankle, hand, wrist, neck pain, hair loss, financial problems, respiratory system, emotional disturbances, protection, safety issues, knees, headache, and shoulders. Praise the Lord. So if you experience any of that tonight, or if you know someone who's experiencing any part of that tonight, that's your number one. If you're
Press
your number one key.
Yes.
If you know somebody, call them on the phone. Tell them to call this number, 516-418-5699, and we will join with you in prayer for them. If they can't come on the line, just who they are, and we will pray for them. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, we are very early in our broadcast right now, but I know with a blessed assurance that time is going to move very quickly. So, hallelujah. And we'll be going into overtime.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. So if anything is going on, those 13 ailments that were mentioned, or anything that's going on with you or one of your loved ones that you need prayer about, I beseech you, I say, I encourage you to press number one key now, and we will pray with you. Praise God.
Amen.
I will start with one that I got a text on today, just now. And the text was, actually, this is my niece in California. And her name is Veronica. And she was involved in a car accident today. She is home. Thank God she's home. And the car was total. All right. The car was totaled. So we'll start off praying for Veronica. And I'll just say this. I don't see anybody's number one key pressed, and I see quite a few people on the line tonight. God bless you. So good to see all of you tonight. If you are pressing your number one key, and I don't see it, so text me and let me know. Let me check. Okay. Okay, I see Ministry Lane is between flights, and she's saying she's feeling someone's right wrist. Also pray for the healing of her left ankle. They say it's nerve damage from a sprain. And she says, bless y'all. I won't be able to join you audibly, but definitely spiritually. Amen.
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 So we have two, three prayer requests right now. So is anybody, let's start with Veronica. Is anybody led to pray for Veronica right now? Now, I do have a prayer for that I'm feeling led to pray for Veronica.
Okay.
So,
all right. Okay. We'll
agree with you.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now for Veronica. in Jesus' name. And Lord, you've taught us some things about when a person is in an accident. And what you've taught us is takes time for injuries to set in, for injuries to lay hold and go its course through that person's body. It even takes a day before someone feels whiplash. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we it's up to you right now. We lift Veronica up to you in this accident. And we just pray over her body and speak to her body in any kind of symptoms from this accident. We pray and we declare and decree right now that there's no symptoms, no injury symptoms can set in. It cannot lay hold. It cannot go any course in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm perceiving something around her chest area in the name of Jesus. I don't know, maybe the airbag or something, but I'm perceiving that. It was like pressure came towards her chest. Lord God, we lift that up to you. That it set in, lay hold, or go any course. We thank you, Lord God, that her body is just drenched in healing right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I'm even perceiving something around her whole area in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching that, her ankle. If that's Veronica or whoever that is, that may even be Minister Elaine. But, Lord God, we know that you can touch multiple people at the same time and bring healing, health, and hope. And we thank you, Lord God. We see even that ankle area, hallelujah, that you're touching it right now. That's one of the ailments that was revealed earlier. Thank you, Lord God. You're touching that ankle area and the healing going all the way up the leg. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
you,
the
Jesus.
Calf area, all up the thighs, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, any kind of pain that's trying to come, we speak to it now and command it to leave now and never return in the name of Jesus. Any kind of nerve damage, Minister Elaine mentioned, any kind of nerve damage, damage to any ligament or any damage, period, has to cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for healing. There it is. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for
healing right now. Every bit of pain is being soothed and taken out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The nerve endings that weren't even numb are coming back to life, but there's no pain as it comes back to life. We give you praise and glory, Lord. I honor you now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And I come against any physical trauma in the name of Jesus. Any trauma that was done to the emotions or the body. We prevent you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you go away in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we command you, get away, stay away. You are not allowed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
And we thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think we covered Ministry Lane here as well. In the name of Jesus. And even with your daughter, tell me her first name.
Michaela.
Hallelujah. And we pray that over her too. The trauma of what she's gone through. In the name of Jesus, that trauma will leave her even now in the name of Jesus, never to return. And all the fear and the trepidation that came with it, it cannot stay with her in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you just surround her and wrap her in your love Hallelujah. The love that knows that she's accepted. Accepted in the beloved. She's accepted in the beloved. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
The voice that she hears so clearly, and that her identity
is
your
voice and your word and nothing else. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
And any vestiges, I'm hearing something else. I'm trying to hear exactly the words. But there was as they were together, there was an intertwining of their identity. There was an intertwining of even their soul together. Lord God, separate that intertwining. Because it had gone into a place that was reserved for marriage.
Yeah.
Separated, Lord God. They were not quite married yet, but it had started going into that place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord God, untangled it. That's what I see. I see, like, you know, like if you look under a desk and all the wires are just all mixed up together.
Yes, exactly.
And untangle and untie those wires. We call it soul ties. Tear asunder every soul tie. Destroy every soul tie by the Spirit
in
of
Jesus
the
name.
God.
The living God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
And even if by some reason they come back together, that it won't be because of a soul tie, that it will be by the hand of the true and living God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every unclean soul tie is destroyed now.
Glory to Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
And hallelujah to the Lamb.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
And I saw today was the beginning of the real her. Those soul ties had started dropping off, and you saw her.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The real,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
you.
And that's going to be even more now. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And I want to encourage you all. I see you, Minister Rachel. I'm about to open up your line. As we get ready to open the lines again, I see other people have come on. Let me just tell
Praise
you what's
God.
Going on right now. Hallelujah. We have been praying, amen, and we just finished praying for Veronica, who was in a car accident. We were praying for Michaela as she went through an emotional episode, and thank God she came out of it. Praise God, and the Lord had us praying some more over that just now. We prayed for Minister Elaine and her ankle. The doctor said that there was nerve damage, but we just, by the Spirit of the Lord, as we prayed, hallelujah, the nerves just came alive with no pain in Jesus' name.
You,
we bless the Lord
Thank
for that.
You.
For those who just joined you, the so far, the 13 ailments that were revealed prior to the broadcast, and that was ankle. And so now we've prayed for somebody about their ankle. Praise God. I even think maybe something was going on with Veronica in that area, her ankle and leg area, and then her chest area as well. praying over the hand and the wrist. Ministry Lane was also perceiving something. Someone was getting healed around in the wrist area as well. Neck pain, hair loss, financial problems, respiratory system, emotional disturbances. And we were praying, Michaela, the Hawkeye saw some healing in that area with her today. Praise the Lord. Another area was protection, safety issues, knees, headaches, shoulders, and elbow joints. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, and we have a text here from Reverend Treva in California. She said her left wrist was giving her problems. Thank God her wrist is totally healed. No pain at all. Hallelujah.
See, that was on the list. Glory to God.
On the list.
Praise
what
God
revealed, he healed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And also, she said you prayed for her eyes some time ago for cataracts. Glory to God. The primary glasses handle had broken, so she's wearing the backup glasses, and she sees much better than she did a year ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're wonderful.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Price is saying thank you so much for the prayer for her daughter-in-law, Veronica. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So those of you who just joined the line, the water has been stirred. Glory to God.
Yes.
The healing has been already. Amen. Amen. Jump in. Press your number one key. With the one key, it's like your hand is up. We see a light that comes on, and we know to open up the line for you. Right now, we have about close to an hour and a half of regular time in our broadcast. That sounds like so much, but we know it's going to go pretty quick. So don't hesitate. If you see, if you need prayer, if you, anything on that list, amen, refers to you and what's going on with you, press your number one key now. Amen. Someone who's going through any of those 13 ailments, call them up. Tell them to call 516-418-5699 or press your number one key. Tell us their first name. And the Bible says he sent his word and they were healed. Amen?
Yes.
So we can pray for them. Now, before I open up this line, I know we've prayed for people already. Before I open the line for Minister Rachel, please hold on, Minister Rachel. That's my goddaughter. We have not talked to Pastor Mom. Amen.
That's not right.
We've got Pastor Mom on the line. Amen. I'm going on and on, and the Lord's telling me, Pastor Mom, Pastor Mom, Pastor Mom. Amen. And those of you who may not know Pastor Mom, she's a 9-year young mom. And we want to get her on the line early. Praise God. Pastor Mom,
yes.
We're opening up your line. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Do you need prayer for anything?
I had a shot today and it didn't right. You need prayer for that.
Okay. Oh, today, Pastor Mom had a flu shot?
Yes.
And typically, it kind of does something to her for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really realize that. I was away earlier today, and she had the shot before I got home. And she didn't look quite right when I went to look at her.
Right.
You know, her talk about her countenance. Her brow was furrowed, which is different for her, you know, to look like that. It looked like she was trying to figure something out or something. And so I just had a few moments and just prayed the Lord's Prayer with her, which she prayed, you know, from memory. And so that was good. But yeah, if you all can, you know, pray over her about that flu shot she had.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We will be honored to do that.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Pastor Mom. There are natural symptoms that come with flu shots. And we just ask for a supernatural rectifying and restoring to normalcy of any of the effects and so forth of this shot. Anything that has caused consternation in the mind or any kind of reaction in the body, we ask for a supernatural reconstruction and a supernatural going back to normal in the name of Jesus. We loose the Holy Ghost upon her from her head to her feet, not only for a full clarity of mind, but full clarity in body in Jesus' name. Full clarity of mind, full clarity of body in Jesus' name. With no residual effects from this flu shot. In Jesus' name, we speak it, we decree it together. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. We love you and
God
bless you.
God bless you. Yes, we love you.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Carolina is open. Did you want to say anything?
Well, I received that same prayer.
Oh, yeah, because you took the blue shot.
So thank
okay.
you.
Amen.
So we were.
All righty then. Praise God.
We were touching each other as you all were praying.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Wow.
Amen. And anything else, Pastor Catherine?
No, that's all. Just that's it. Thank you all so much. I want to say just hello to the Hawkeyes.
Well, hello from us too.
Yes. Hi, sweetheart. It's good to hear your voice.
Amen. And, you know,
all
of us know, well, not everybody on the line, but some of you know the McDowell family. We've been praying for them for quite a while. And their daughter, Angelina, I believe 12 when she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma cancer. And God kept her miraculously for 6 years through many, many different treatments. And this past week she transitioned and went home to be with the Lord. So we want to take a few moments and even pray for their family during this time of bereavement. Praise God. So, and Minister Linda, do you want to pray for them?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, as we come before your presence, you see that this family has had a precious loss, even though it's your gain, Lord. And you see that they, it's going to be so long for them, Lord Jesus, till they get to come be with their loved one again, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to comfort the family, Lord Jesus. Jesus, I ask you to wrap them in your arms, Lord God. I ask you to wipe away the pain and the emptiness that they're feeling right now, Lord. And Lord, let them just catch a glimpse of heaven and what it's like for her there. Just let them catch a glimpse of that they will have eternity with her. Just let them feel your glory in the midst of this grieving and this heartache, Lord. Just fill them with your glory and with your peace, Lord. Just wrap them in your arms and let them feel your peace, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to comfort them with your love, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, let them know that they will be with her again. I thank you, Lord, for your comfort. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And I can't thank you so much. Thank you. I can't help but think about how, you know, it, for her to live with the kind of cancer that she was diagnosed with was a miracle. For her to live for all those years. Many who were diagnosed with that had died a lot sooner than her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, we find no fault in the Lord in this, you know, in this situation. And we also see his hand in the midst of that. We don't know the fullness of all that he did. You know, he may reveal that to us in some time now or even when we get to be with him ourselves. And we're still grateful to him. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
And that was a beautiful prayer, Minister Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know a little bit about grief. And, you know, I heard a beautiful sermon one time, and that's why I said it's only so long. And he said, when we know the Lord, and the one that you love knows the Lord, and it's their time of passing, it's not goodbye. It's just so long. It's never goodbye. It's just so long. Because you're going to see him again.
I'll just add a little bit here that some of you don't know unless you were told. But little Linda knows a lot about that kind of grief. I'm not comparing, you know, her lineage on down, but from her lineage across or up, direct family, she's the last one. No brothers, no sisters, parents, grandparents. Now, I'm not talking about children, okay? I'm talking about, but, you know, anyone who, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And, wow. I mean, so she knows about it. She's, what I'm basically saying is all of her relatives, she's outlived them all.
Yeah.
She's the last one standing, except for her children and other relatives by marriage.
Yes.
So she's uniquely qualified to relate to grief and to pray for other people. I just want to throw that in there. I think it means something. I really do. So
it does. It means a lot. Amen. Go ahead.
As I was ministering to my daughter today, you know, I told her she's like you were, I felt everything that you were praying about the soul ties and everything. God was giving it to me at the exact same time as you were praying and saying it. But I told her, I said, Michaela, I said, you just don't know his plan. I said, you just have to trust in the Lord. You don't know his plan. You don't know what he has for you. I said, one day you may turn around and you've maybe prayed for him to be with you. And I said, and God has somebody else for you, a different future for you, and you're going to thank God for unanswered prayers. I said, you just never know what God has for you. And it's definitely been that way in my life, because we can't always just know how God's going to answer that prayer. And we don't know why we're going through some things that we're going through. I was sharing with her some of my heartaches in life and how, you know, God was still there. I was talking with my friend, she might be on there tonight, Terry. I said, he has never failed us. As I told her, I said, man will fail you, friends will fail you, even family will fail you, but Jesus will never fail you.
Hallelujah.
Never. He will never fail you. And he understands when we're filled with pain and we're feeling rejected. And, you know, I just know that there's so many people out there that, you know, I want them to look at how the Father looks at them, not at how, you know, maybe a husband or wife that has abandoned them, or a boyfriend or fiance or a mother or father has abandoned them, because he will never abandon you. People may,
Amen.
But God won't. And he won't leave you alone. He'll bring other people into your life to love you. And this is what I was explaining to her. You know, you have to just give it to him. You got to stand up in the midst of the pain and say, okay, God, because I have truly been there, and it wasn't easy. I've been there before the Lord gave me my wonderful husband. I was married for almost 40 years. He died of cancer. And then 3 years later, I married again, and he died of MRSA pneumonia, complications from the flu. So I've been through it. And I told her, I said, I could have said, I don't want to love again, because what if they're taken from me? I don't want to love again. But look at what I would have missed. You know, I have a wonderful marriage. We can't walk in fear.
Amen.
We can't walk in fear. We have to cherish each day and love all the people around us with all the love we can give them.
Amen.
It's like that secular song really makes sense that says, you know, live like you're dying. That's true. I say that to everybody out there. Live like it's your last day on earth. Love people with all the love you have.
Hallelujah.
That's Jesus in it. He is love.
Amen. That's the real
Thank
deal.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Amen. Okay. Let's go on to you being very patient. We thank God for you. Some people just joined the line. We have prayed for ones today. Prayer went forth earlier today, and healing was manifested. Hallelujah. And so if you are in need of healing today, press your number one key. I'm going to mention the elements that we have again today that were revealed, hallelujah, because what God reveals, he heals. There are 13 elements that were revealed for God to heal, and that he's healing, praise God. And I think two of them have already been healed, but God can still heal you if you're going through the same thing that was healed already. Okay, skin problem, ankle, hand, wrist, neck pain, hair loss, financial problem, respiratory system, emotional disturbances, protection, safety issues, knees, headaches, shoulders, and elbow joints. Praise God. And God is so big that, excuse me, if what you're going through is not on the list, he can still heal you. Hallelujah. Amen. If you know someone who's going through this, well, first of all, if you are, please press your number one key. Or if you know someone who's going through any of these ailments, call them up, tell them to call our number, 516 418-5699. Amen. Or if they're not available, you press your number one key, give us their first name, what's going on, and we will pray right here and right now for them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone has experienced a healing, why are you just on the line? Because that happens a lot here.
Yes.
Amen. If you've
yes.
experienced a healing, like Reverend Treva has, you know, already, praise God, her wrist was healed already. Amen. We didn't pray for her. God healed her. Glory to God. And so let us know about that. If you have my number, you can text me, or you can just simply press your number one key and share that with us. Now, finally, Minister Rachel, we're going to open up your line. Praise God. Hi, Minister Rachel. Thank you so much for your patience. Welcome.
Oh, hi to everybody. Hi, Lady Linda and Elder Hawkey and my beautiful godmom and pastor mom and everyone else on the line. I came in and I listened to some of the prayers, and I was like, thank you, God, that y'all had prayed the prayers about the soul ties and things like that. Like, yeah, we needed, and at time when I, because I never was proposed to, I kind of, I know I was married, but he didn't, it wasn't a formal proposal. It was just, it was sad how we got together, because it was different reasons, but I thank God that he helped me, and I needed to hear that prayer that you were praying. Sometimes we do feel like it's hard to say it out loud, but God knows.
Mm-hmm.
We women really we open our hearts so much, and to feel like I would just like I just thank God that he holds us up through all of that. He really holds us up, and I'm.
Yeah.
And not only going through that marriage and going through a divorce and going through with my health and my body, and I almost lost my last daughter. It was just, it was so many waves coming at me and stuff like that. And the enemy tried to fight me and bring those things up. And now I'm going through another big storm, and me and my family, as far as where we live at. And it's like, I trust you, God. I'm fighting, you know, to keep on just standing. And I just thank God that he had y'all to pray in the way that you prayed and encouraged me. And I also was going to ask for prayer for my daughter's feet, because she started a job. But after having a baby, her feet were swollen and stuff, and God blessed that to go down a little bit. And then she just started a job on the 9th. And so today she had another, it's like a little orientation. And I'm just praying that they keep her on this job, because she really likes working. But she just had my grandson. And so I just thank God how he miraculously healed her body to be able to stand for so long at a store to work.
Yeah.
Amen.
Did you say that the ankle
is
giving
like
her
the
a problem?
Of, like, is it your heel of your feet, Renasia, that was really...
The one that you rubbing?
Yeah, she talked about the heel of the feet, the heel of her feet.
It was red at first.
She said it was red. She got it not too long ago, around 7-something from work. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty close to the ankle.
Eight.
Praise
yeah.
God.
Yes. She's explaining.
I think we're
going to
claim that as an ankle. Glory to Jesus.
Okay.
Okay. That's on the list. That's on the list. Okay.
Do you want me to go lay hands on her? Because I had put it, let her soak her feet in hot water. Okay, I'm going to get up and move.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And I think you said her name, but I forgot it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Renasia.
Renasia. Okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father, all of us who are on the line, come to you. Ooh, there's an anointing right there. Oh, glory to God. I just loose this anointing right now out of our hands in the name of Jesus to Renasia's ankles and heels in Jesus' name. Give her supernatural healing. We speak to any kind of swollen condition. We speak to swelling. We speak to pain. We speak to any chafing in Jesus' name. And we command all of you to be healed. The Holy Ghost has revealed this condition before the meeting ever started. We loose the anointing onto Renasia's body in Jesus' name. Ankles, the heels, that area. We speak to you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to be fully healed, and we loose this anointing onto her. And we thank you, Lord, that you are supernaturally touching her even now as we are praying together.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Give you praise. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
How you feeling now, Renee? You said you feel all right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Was there any pain before this, Renasia?
Yes.
Was there any pain?
I've been working. We've had me up like 6 hours of work and 5 hours of work. So it was actually 20 hours.
Okay. So the pain is gone. There was pain before.
It was pain when you stand on your feet too long.
Right. So is the pain gone?
Yes, it's gone right now.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Swelling, does it look like it's going down?
Yes, it's getting a little down, so feet look too fat.
He was fat.
Well,
yeah.
Are you putting your feet up as well? Are you putting your feet up?
Now
yes.
She put her feet up. Now she putting it up. She don't always put her feet up. She need to elevate.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. All right.
I already told you about hold on, they still on the line. Well, I apologize. When I texted you earlier, I was occasionally feeling like pain on my left side, and then I heard God say, he told me to go to the bathroom, and then I went to the bathroom, and he let me know it was gas. And then I also Googled it because I had laughed, and it was like some other symptoms that's not too serious, like stress and stuff like that, because a lot of stuff don't take God by surprise. But when I opened that letter, oh, man, I was like, they still on this mess. I was like, God, I can't get them no more control, no power. I'm tired of this. But I had to just give it to the Lord and surrender everything to the Lord. And
well, one of the ailments, so to speak, that was mentioned was your problem.
It was.
Hallelujah. And what God revealed, He healed.
He
healed.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we do have a finance guy on the line with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
My situation is the fact that when I put my packet in there last year for 2021, they claimed that they never received, they claimed that they never got it or stuff is missing. So they claimed that I lost my subsidy. So that's why they try to make me pay market rent. So my income is not, I only get $11,000 and something a year. So they never going to get no $26,000 out of me. Unless God going to have a fish come to me and have all that money in there and I'll be able to get them that money. But I don't think he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was done with him and Peter and them on the boat.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. How would you have us to pray, Lord? Lord, lead us right now.
Yes.
Lead us right now by your Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Do you have a these people that told you about your subsidy or whatever, is there a, is there an appeal process?
I'm not sure. I tried to get a fair hearing, and they refused.
That's the kind of, not the exact phrase, but that's the feeling that came to me was an appeal. Okay? So if any of the other folks on the line feel led to pray another way, that's cool too. But I'm gonna pray that the Lord will open the door for you to have an appeal so you can get your benefits back. Okay?
That's
just what we thought meant. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm asking right now for an appeal. I'm asking that you open a door for an appeal process. That's what I felt led from your Spirit. That's what I believe you're leading me to pray. I'm asking you to open a supernatural door for an appeal, a successful appeal. That will reinstate benefits that were previously being given. You, Lord Jesus, you said that you open doors and no man can shut. So I'm asking for an open door from you for an appeal process and a positive, successful answer. In Jesus' name. I ask that you lead her, guide her every step of the way, bring thoughts, bring ideas to her, bring other people and resources if necessary to help in this. But yes, I'm asking for an open door for an appeal, a successful appeal in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. I believe you've granted it. Thank you, Father. Amen. If anyone else has any other supernatural blessings they feel to pray, you know, praise God. You know, go for it. But that's just what I felt led to do.
Amen.
And Rachel, you still here? Oh no, I put you up. Your phone was doing something. I put you on mute for a moment. You know what, Elder, I think that was a good word. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let me just, I don't want to get all this business on the broadcast like this, but the question that I wanted to ask is, when Elder Phillip mentioned the appeal process, and you said that they would not, talking about the office, right? Not a housing authority, right?
Yes, the office where we are. Because it's a private place, they do take HUD, they do take Section 8 and stuff like that. And they chose not to send my paperwork through. And so that's why they just claimed that I filled out a paper saying that I would pay the market value, and that's not true. I never signed that, nothing like that. I wouldn't put my kids in no financial strain like that, knowing what my finances actually is.
Hold on a second. So I think the direction that he was going in was not the office of where you live, but the people who are over that.
I don't know who it was. I just know there's someone that I believe it's from the Lord that there's someone that you're supposed to appeal. Okay, you're supposed to appeal this thing, and the decision that was already made will be overturned.
Yes, I tried to go to the board member, one of the board members and stuff, to go over because God has over all of them.
Glory to God.
Right, and
hallelujah
that,
to Jesus.
What's coming to my mind right now, my spirit right now, is you need to go over, not the people who are in the office, in the building where you are, but the administrators of this, okay? The ones who grant the subsidy in the first place. You had the subsidy before you came to that apartment building, correct?
I had one that you can travel with, but the people that was over there took it as soon as I moved into here, and I didn't know that.
Okay.
I thought that it would be transferred into here. I found out later when we got stuck, I can't even move with this.
Okay. There is a phone number in New Jersey. I was led to go and Google something. Subsidized housing in New Jersey. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen that. I can even send you this link that I'm looking at. But I don't know if you've called the 211 number. Have you done that? Hello? Jalon dropped.
Hi. Hello?
There she is.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can talk offline about this. And because I see like a direction that you may be able to go in. I mean, at least, you know, we can check it out and see, you know, what happens. Because I do believe, you know, as Elder was saying, because I hadn't thought, we've talked about this before, but when he said that, the appeal, it's like, oh boy, lights started going off in my head, like ding, ding, ding. And this, what needs to be done goes above the apartment where you are right now. It goes above
I agree with that. Bears witness to my spirit. That's true. You are right on that. You are exactly right. Yes. It goes above the local apartment, you know, property manager. Yes.
Yeah,
right.
They have this thing, NJ. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, NJ211.org.
It was something that they had for the COVID, so no one won't be kicked out of their homes to help them not to be evicted. I went through that. I received one of those ID numbers, and they just put me on the list. And when I called them, that's what they just did. They said you're just on the list, waiting for phase two or something. They claimed.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's like a process saying the units that we're already in. And then I went through the Housing Resource Center and
amen.
I'm just going to say everything
you know,
is on a pause. God knows everything.
Amen. You're very good with paperwork. I know that. Amen. I know that. So
the only thing that go ahead. The only thing that made me vulnerable this time with the paperwork is the fact that I didn't get the copies because a lot of things shut down last year, and it was really hard for me to get out with my family to go and get copies of the packet. So by faith, I put my packet into the office's mail slot, and that's when all the shady foolishness started happening. I said, God.
But you took pictures of it with your phone, right?
Yeah, and when I went to Union City and went through all that process, I showed them that, and it was like they were saying that's not enough, but I believed in my heart it was enough, because that's all I had.
You still have that?
That was my proof.
You still
yes,
have it?
I still have those, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So God's going to have the right to me. What happened was it was a video.
Okay.
It was a video of me putting the whole envelope in there. It was a video. So it's going to be a bit challenging to get a picture for that.
Okay. Oh, you didn't take a picture of every page. Okay.
I had
I'll
the
tell
video.
You what,
yeah, I didn't.
We're going to do this offline, even though there's nobody else.
Okay, yeah.
Your number one.
Oh, I apologize. I don't want to take up the line. I didn't want to put my business out there and be vulnerable like this.
That's
felt
what I'm
weird,
saying.
But thank you.
That's what I'm saying. So we've talked enough, and we talked around it and everything. And I know that
the blood
people
of Jesus
who are
is over
listening.
It.
Amen. And I know the people who are listening are praying. Praise God. And I want to just pray this, that in the name of Jesus, anyone who sees your name, your family's name on a computer screen, on a piece of paper, even things that they have seen or heard before, even the senator that you spoke with, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for favor with each and every one. You have favor with God, and you have favor with man on this situation and every financial situation in your life, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Any monies that have been held for you, any finances, any resources that have been held up by the enemy for you, hallelujah, we speak over it right now and say, loose it in the name of Jesus. Release it right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Release it to Minister Rachel and her family in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God, that your favor means more than money in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for that favor. We thank you for a favor with the appeal process, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you didn't allow this to happen at any other time. It's happened at the right time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Minister Rachel and her family to be blessed in the name of Jesus. It doesn't make sense in the natural, but this has happened for such a time as this. And we bless you, Lord God. By your spirit, they've already gotten through it in Jesus' name. They've made it on the other side. And we pray you for the victory in advance in the name of Jesus. You, Lord God, that Minister Rachel's body is in line with her faith in the name of Jesus, that her body won't try to go off and be nervous and worry and do something that it should not be doing, but her body lines up right now with the faith that's in her spirit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And her spirit and her soul, hallelujah, is strong in the Lord. Her body is strong in the Lord and the power of your might, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah. And the Lord says, I'm going to show you something before this week is out. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a token before this week is out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to give you a token. It's just going to be a token. Oh, it's going to be a big token, but it's going to be a token. Today is Wednesday. Before this week is out, I'm giving you a token to show you that I am on your side and I'm more for you than all of those that are against you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I know you feel like you're between a rock and a hard place. And I say to you, my daughter, choose the rock. Choose the rock. I am your rock. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And as your heart is overwhelmed, come to the rock that is higher than you, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And keep your ear open to hear what I'm saying to you. And whatever I say to you to do, do it. Praise God. Just do it. Says the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If I tell you to just sit and rock your grandbaby, just do it. Amen. Whatever, what phone calls, whatever I tell you to do, just do it and hold your peace. Hallelujah. Hold your peace, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. My peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you all. God bless you all. All your prayers. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you too, hon.
Yes.
God bless you. Minister Linda, was there anything that the Lord is saying through you?
I really feel that, well, I know God's going to meet her needs.
Hallelujah.
I mean, sometimes you have to be brave even if people say you can't go any further. I experienced that myself before. I remember back in the day I had a landlord that was a very wealthy man, and he wanted to charge me rent for a month that I couldn't live in my home because of I'm trying to think it was a gas leak or something, and the gas company blamed him and he blamed the gas company. But he wanted me to have to pay for two places to live that month. And I had to stand up to him, and I would just tell everybody that's, you know, our sister here, to God can give you boldness to stand up for your rights. Because as children of God, we don't always have to be walked on. And the situation was taken care of because I put on the Holy Spirit, and he was with me, and I confronted him and said that wasn't the right thing to do to me. Sometimes you have to go further with things.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes Amen. We get the idea that as Christians we have to be walked on, and we don't. We have the right to stand up for what's right, for not just ourselves, but for others. And we can do it in a godly way.
Amen.
So that would be my advice, is to not back down when you know that you're right and that you deserve something and that you qualify for something. Just don't quit. And God will see you through.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. God bless, Mr. Rachel. And, you know, if you need to come back and listen to this, this broadcast is archived. It's a podcast.
Amen. And I got the podcast on speed dial. I got it on speed dial on my port, my internet port.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. For others who don't have it on speed dial, you can Google Get Up Radio, GITM Radio, and you'll be able to listen to this podcast or our
Glory to God.
Podcast. That's so full of great info. So I love you, Minister Rachel. Praise God.
Yes, we love you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So many of you are on the line, still on the line tonight. Let me do a quick shout out here. Amen. Sister Debbie, praise God. Good to see you. Amen. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, Pastor Price, Reverend Treva, Minister Carey, Minister Mary. Hello, Sister Jaleda, praise God. And Sister Joanne, glory to God. So good to see all of you here tonight. And I just know that you all are praying in the background. Amen. You are part of the healing community. Amen. So I thank all of you for praying with us. I know you're praying for, hallelujah, for Minister Rachel as well. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. So I'm going to name the elements again. Hallelujah. You jump right in. Press your number one key. If you're experiencing any of these elements that God revealed prior to the broadcast, and most of them today was revealed through Pastor Price. Praise God. And so there are 13 elements that were revealed today. One is skin problems. Then there's ankle hand and wrist, knee pain, hair loss, financial problems, respiratory system, emotional disturbances, protection or safety issues, knees, headaches, shoulders, and elbow joints. And those that have been prayed for and we believe healed, amen. Sometimes it takes a little while, a day or so, for that healing to manifest. But Ministry Lane was going through something with her ankle. The doctor said that there was nerve damage, and we just believe by the Spirit of the Lord that whatever pain or discomfort she was going through is gone now in Jesus' name. Reverend Treva said that her hand or wrist area was hurting, and all of the pain is gone now. Praise God.
Glory to God.
And we didn't even pray for her. God reached out and healed her. Praise God. We love it when he does that. And then we're praying with Minister Rachel about financial problems. And Elder Phillip was given a word about an appeal process. Praise God.
Yes.
And with emotional disturbances. The Hawkey family has been praying for their daughter Michaela, and she's healed. We believe by faith that she's healed. Her confidence is hallelujah. We thank God for that emotional healing in the name of Jesus. And soul tie cut asunder in Jesus' name. Amen. And then is also seeing better after she was diagnosed with cataracts, and we prayed with her a while back. Praise God. And she's seeing better now.
Yes, I remember that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're going through any pressure number one key, you know someone who is. Just, you know, press your number one key or call them, have them to call in, or you press your number one key, tell us their first name, and we will pray for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then while I'm talking, and we have about a little bit more than a half an hour left in the broadcast,
and I don't see any number one keys pressed. Checking my
Now I'll be willing to wait, you know, until after the, you know, regular broadcast. I want other people to get first shot. But if there's no one pushing their number one key, I could use prayer. Okay?
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, I didn't tell anybody about this, but I have been attacked with some skin irritations. Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's normal. Okay? And it was revealed. It's on the list.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And I want you two ladies and all the other folks who are listening in to pray for me.
Yes.
You know,
Amen.
Most of the time I pray for myself, and I have been praying for myself, and there is, you know, a deliverance that has come. But, you know, there's other things that need to come. That's all I'm going to say. And there's just on a, you know, like I'm not having symptoms right at the moment. Okay, so you're not going to be able to say, hey, you know, did it hurt now and does it not hurt? You can't do that because right now I'm not having any symptoms. But let me tell you, this morning I was having some symptoms, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I have been attacked ridiculously with some skin problems.
Yeah.
Itching all over my upper back, my hands feeling like they're going to burn with some kind of stupid itching. And I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but, you know, that needs to stop and never come back.
Yes.
And you know what? The Lord heals what he reveals. So I am surrounded.
Amen.
I mean, you know what? It's getting so hot in here. I had a little sweater thing. I got to take my sweater off because there's just so much heat in here right now. I am surrounded by anointed people who hear from God, even those who are not pushing the number one key. I know you hear from God. I want this stuff gone. Okay?
Yes.
Amen.
And no, I'm not having any symptoms right now, but I'm going to ask you all to pray, and you two who are on the line, you feel led to do whatever you feel led to do, and I'm going to receive it, and that's going to be it. I'm going to be healed. That's what's going to go down.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, just one moment, Pastor Catherine pressed the number one key. I want to see what's up with her, and then we'll come back. Pastor Catherine?
Yes. I guess I'm not thinking too straight tonight, but my daughter-in-law, Davina, is going through the same thing that he's experiencing. That just brought her back to me. Oh, as you're praying for Elder, would you... I pray the same thing for
you.
Amen. Yes.
Yes on that.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. We'll include her in it. Amen.
Praise you,
okay.
Jesus.
So she's having itching and burning on her skin?
Yes.
Is there a rash or bumps or something that comes up?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. She has to also break out in a rash also. It looks like she'll be okay for a day and then it'll come back another, you know. Like It was kind of a little better today, but yesterday was really bad.
Okay. Is that what you're experiencing too, Elder Tiller?
Really bad itching on my upper back area, and not right at the moment. And I was attacked in my hand, actually both hands, and the one hand is completely totally healed, and the other hand has got a little bit that's, you know, still giving me some resistance, but it's not giving me any resistance right now. And then some other, you know, and my feet as well. And there's no symptoms right now, but this has just got to go.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can feel for what Pastor Catherine is saying. And it can be, you know, it sounds like, well, what's the matter? You got an itch? No, it can really be something if it's something, when it's an attack. It can really be something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mine.
Absolutely.
No. On your hands, is it in your palms or the back of your hands?
Palm.
Okay. Amen. And so on your feet, it's the bottom of your feet, the sole of your feet.
No.
Top?
No.
Where is it?
You tell me. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Between the toes.
Okay. I was starting to feel like, who is that? Daniel? When the king says, tell me the dream I had.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to Jesus. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm in the presence of the Holy Ghost. I'm in the presence of people who know how to pray. And yes, I'm standing. Yes, I'm believing. And yes, I'm getting some deliverance. But I would be a complete, utter fool not to take advantage of this Holy Ghost moment, okay?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's do this. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless you, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we join our faith together with the Harkins, hallelujah. We know that they have prayed over this. We know that when it comes to spiritual warfare, the prayer of agreement takes things up, not just a notch, but one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000. So this prayer of agreement, hallelujah, takes the prayer up exponentially in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that all of us join together in this prayer, even now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching Elder Phillips' body, hallelujah, all over. There were some places that he didn't even mention where the itching has taken place. He mentioned his back, his hand, his foot, Lord God. But there's places that he hasn't even mentioned.
Where yes, there were. I forgot. Place. Yes. But yes, you're right. The Holy Ghost is right. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so, pray right now, we're also praying over Lady Davina as well in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you for every part of what's going on.
Yes,
you know
Jesus.
What is causing the burning, the discomfort, Lord God. You know what's causing a rash to come up and then go away, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, right now we thank you that out of their belly, out of our belly flows rivers
of living water. And right now, those living waters are flowing. The water, living waters that contain healing, health, and wholeness. In the name of Jesus, the living waters that can go to every cell, organ, and tissue, even the organ called skin. Hallelujah. All yes. over his body, all over Davina's body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Christ in them, the hope of glory, is moving all their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And by reason of the anointing, every yoke is broken, destroyed.
I receive it. Every yoke is broken. I receive it.
By the blood.
I receive it. Every yoke is broken.
Thank you, Jesus.
Their blood right now going into every cell, organ, and tissue of their body. And also by the word, hallelujah, and by the word of God, hallelujah, that says that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. You were healed in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you are moving by your spirit right now. In Jesus' name, and whatever this is, but in the Genesis, you are commanded to leave now in Jesus' name and never to return in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. You can't come around in the morning and then after prayer leave and then come back again through the night. The devil is a liar. You are commanded by the Spirit of the true and living God to leave now and never return in Jesus' mighty and holy name.
Every symptom
go with you in the name of Jesus, never to return in the name of Jesus. Every bit of trauma,
I accept it. I receive it, Lord. I thank you for the prayers of your saints.
Jesus,
I thank you for the prayers of your saints. I receive.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, Father God.
We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and every mark off their body. In the name of Jesus, every mark gone now. In the name of Jesus, not even a trace left behind. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. And even the pain in the neck that is trying to cause the emotional pain in the neck, you gotta leave too. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We see you just touching areas in the name of Jesus. The neck area, the ears, the nose, the throat, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing anointing. Even now, in the name of Jesus, taking away every bit of discomfort. Hallelujah. Every bit of pain. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, bringing complete and total healing. Health and wholeness. We bless you for it.
We bless you for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it from the prayers of your saints. Thank you, Lord. I receive it, Lord. It's mine. Thank you, Lord. It's mine, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's mine. It's mine. It's
Amen.
Mine.
Thank you. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm hearing something else. I want to go on. I see someone has pressed their number one key. I'll be with you in a moment. Area code 551. Thank you, Lord God, for their immune system in the name of Jesus. That the immune system is functioning in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. That the immune system is not sluggish and neither is it revved up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. But their immune system, Elder Philip, Lady Linda, not Lady Davina, amen, Lady Linda too, immune system functioning in the perfection that you created it to function.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God. If there's anything, even in the atmosphere, that's causing this, is causing this reaction, Lord God, reveal it, uncover it, and make it known in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any medications that they're taking in any way, any products that are being used around the house, anything, Lord God, we thank you for that wisdom, that knowledge, and that understanding to know what to have around and what to get rid of in the name of Jesus. Even Lord God, make it very plain and very clear what it is and then eradicate it completely and totally in Jesus' name. And the Lord just brought back to my remembrance something that happened recently. Just to even mention that in the prayer, Pastor Mom had been experiencing redness on the side of her foot, like the bone underneath, right beside her big toe, and it was red. And I looked at it. I put some antibiotic cream on it, triple antibiotic cream on it, and the next day. It was practically gone. And then some days later, it came back again. And, it was red. And I didn't put anything together with it. But the Lord revealed what it was, what was going on. And what happened was she got a new pair of moccasins. And we get moccasins for her because they're so soft on the inside. And so she's wearing the moccasins. And the Lord said, he just prompted me to put my hand in the moccasin and see if there was anything that could be rubbing against her foot. And sure enough, there was a piece of paper balled up, the piece of paper that manufacturers put in to keep it, before you sell it.
Yes.
And I had no clue that it was in there. And it was a word of knowledge.
Glory
to me,
Jesus.
It was a word of knowledge.
Glory to God.
You know, I had been treating the symptom, but there was a source to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the Lord told me what the source was. Hallelujah. And so I know that he's giving us kind of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to get to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of things so that we could take care of it there. Amen. And so when I reach my hand in there, I mean, this piece of paper, I'm trying to think of what size it was, but it was about, gosh, maybe about a half an inch long, kind of balled up, and and it was a thick grade of paper, and now on her other foot, there's no redness or anything, but the Lord said, put your hand in that shoe too, and there was a smaller piece of paper in there.
Wow.
So the Lord is, and that's my prayer. That's the prayer that he said to pray for you, that he'll give you the wisdom, give you a word of knowledge as to what is really going on. Amen.
Amen. He will definitely let you know what it is. Thank you, Lord. And in the meantime, you know, I mean, it's still a spiritual matter. Praise God.
Yes.
So he's taking care of
it.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
yes.
is. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your
okay.
for your people, for your saints praying. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somehow area code 551 kind of disappeared. If you ever listen to this broadcast again, we pray for you, whatever's going on with you.
Yes.
That you had your knee pressed. We thank God for just touching you right now and taking
yes.
care of all of your needs, his riches and glory by Christ
yes.
Jesus, even the riches of healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus'
yes.
name, amen and amen. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Now,
amen.
I'm not really closing right now, but I will. We have about 12 more minutes, 12, 13 more minutes. And hallelujah. I just want to share with you all that this is, once again, this is our, I want to say our 20th anniversary. Lord, isn't that something? It's our 9th anniversary.
Wow.
I'm just way in the future. Praise
you're
God.
Speaking it prophetically. Glory to God.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
This prophet said, you're somewhere in the future better than you do right now. So I just jump way in the future. Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God. We're celebrating our 9th year.
Praise
excuse me?
Jesus. Go ahead, finish.
Amen.
I got something to tell you.
Okay, and our over 1,100 podcasts, and the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, let me say that all of the prophetic healing that and prophetic healing has been on since about 6 years now. Praise God, and so all of the prophetic healing has been archived as well. We understand that there are people who listen to the archives and get healed. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
God.
So, you know, while you're driving, listen to prophetic healing one day.
Yep.
While you're doing your laundry,
wow.
Put it here
yeah.
and listen to the prayers and let the anointing.
Yeah.
And even if we did the broadcast 6 years ago, the anointing is still
yes.
there.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
so,
you, Jesus.
So do that. You will be blessed. And the way that you can get to any of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is to simply Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And I'm going to turn it back over to you in just a few minutes. So if you need to write down what you're going to say, write it down. So, because you guys will get your closing remarks and get to say things in just a few moments
thank
here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Our,
great God.
Amen. Our generation family, I'm just going to tell you what's going on right now. Tomorrow we will be celebrating our 20th anniversary. Our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio was the first, where we started. It was our core. Amen. Our genesis, so
wow.
to speak. Amen. That was on Thursday night. It's still there at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So we're celebrating tomorrow night, and we will have with us, we're going to hear some good preaching tomorrow night. We will have with us Pastor Will Coleman. Hallelujah. He is the pastor of Kazon Church here in St. Louis. Glory to God. And we're so happy to have him on. He's Pastor Catherine's son. Amen. And the Lord sent him from Oklahoma. He was pastoring a large church there. and the Lord sent him to St. Louis to be mm-hmm. over the church that his mom and dad planted years ago.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
indeed.
And so, what an awesome privilege. Hallelujah. So he will be with us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And our theme is celebrating the goodness of God. And the Lord gave me an idea of the song Goodness of God. If you've never heard it, look it up. C.C. Winans is one who sings it. Many people sing that song. But it's called The Goodness of God. And tomorrow night we're going to have a young lady who is sang around the world. Her name is Minister Micheline King. And she's going to be singing The Goodness of God for us tomorrow night. So we're going to be celebrating. Hallelujah. And I know the Lord has a word through Pastor Will on tomorrow night as well. And then on Sunday, we have we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is, yes, she is, the senior pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's the second Sunday of the month, and she will be speaking. Hallelujah. And she believes that the word speaks for itself. Glory to God. So she will be speaking this Sunday. Amen. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon. And you call this same phone number for all of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. On Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That is our teaching ministry. Praise God. And she is good. Hallelujah. She digs into things that sometimes it goes right past us. And so I know she's doing a series on being thankful. She's been talking about being thankful for adversity, being thankful for failure, being thankful for shame. You wouldn't believe you'd be thankful for it, but God has shown her something about being thankful, even in the midst while we're going through. Praise God. So that will be on Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Same phone number. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. And that's Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have four volunteers who pray in tongues. Anybody can volunteer, okay? Text me. Let me know you're available. And we can put you on the schedule to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. It will change your life. Hallelujah. It's changed mine. And it will change your life. It's really seriously life-changing. And then after we pray in tongues for about an hour, we get an interpretation from the Lord. And we found out interpretation from the Lord is prophecy. Praise God. So you'll hear a word from the Lord that will change your life. Amen. Life changes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So that's every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. And we have experienced flat-out miracles on the line. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Come on sometime, and you might hear about it. Glory to God. Our next Wednesday broadcast will be December the 8th. Hallelujah. And that will be our last prophetic healing of the year.
Wow.
You want to be there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to be there. Glory to God.
Yeah.
So then that will be Wednesday, December the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And expect healing from the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
And
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then I'll tell you just the others who are going to be speaking on Thursday night for our anniversary. On the 18th, we will have, you know, I got to say, it's a family affair. We will have my brother-in-law, Minister Lenny Yarbrough, will be speaking. He just wrote a book, and it's a good book. So he's going to be talking about that. It's such a blessing. He's going to be preaching. He's also a professional musician. So he'll be playing either the flute or the saxophone that night. Amen. And that'll be the 18th of November, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll even be here for Thanksgiving. And once again, a family affair. My brother, Pastor Herbert McCoy, will be speaking on the 25th. And just to let you know, you can have a good meal on that day and then come and get a good word. And the name of his church is The Point Christian Fellowship. And they get to the point quickly, okay?
Praise God. That'll be a blessing.
Give the word, and he'll go on. It will go on, and hallelujah. So, but it's a good word. The man can preach. Praise God. I thank God for all of the children Pastor Mom had. Six of us are licensed ordained ministers. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So that's it with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Please join us at any time. We'd love to have you. Minister Linda, I hope you remember what you were going to say. I can have closing remarks and closing prayer.
Yes. I woke up this morning and I had a strange dream, and I started looking up ministers and stuff to see if there was an interpretation of the dream. And the interpretation of the dream was total victory. The dream was, I was killing frogs. Two frogs. I had them in the washing machine, and there was bleach, and there was vinegar and all this stuff. And the interpretation of frogs is demonic, and that I was washing away the demonic.
Yes.
And
wow.
What happened to our daughter today? So.
Yes, you were. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So, you know, sometimes our dreams do have meaning. Sometimes they have meaning, you know?
Yes.
I thought it was such a strange dream. I wanted to find out the meaning of it. I just felt there was meaning of it. And look at what God did.
Amen. Victory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, Elder Philip, do you have any closing remarks?
Yes, I would just like to humbly say thank you to all the people who tune in, those who listen, those who pray with us, those who prayed over me this evening. And special thanks to Apostle Kizzy for always continually sharpening her skill navigating a broadcast, broadcasts, plural, to just keep things, to do a wonderful job in the natural and in the spirit. And often she does both at the same time. And that's a very unique skill, and I appreciate it very much. So I thank Jesus for all that happened tonight. And I thank the Lord for all of you who tune in.
Praise
and I thank God that I have a praying wife
Yay.
I thank God that I have really close friends that I can rely on to pray. And that means more than I know how to say in words. So that's what I would like to say. Lord Jesus, thank you for everything you did tonight. We praise you. We glorify you. Best of the best of the best of the best of the best. And we love you with everything in us. We thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Bless everybody who tuned in. Bless everybody who called in. Bless the host of this broadcast. In Jesus' name, in your name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you both so much. Hallelujah. I know you're in different places right now.
Yes.
In the near future. So we thank God for both of you and all that he's doing through you. And we
thank
pray
you.
Traveling mercy, angels all around you as you all travel. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Love you both. You. Hallelujah.
We love you too.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, I know that you guys have closed, but even after you close, I'm just hearing to do one more bit of, not business, but the Lord. You know, many times on the broadcast, the Lord will tell me to pray the prayer of salvation. And the reason why is because so many people are leaving this world, and we want to make sure that they are, when they are absent from the body, that they'll be present with the Lord. It seems that around this time of the year, it's almost like a roundup time, and many people leave here around the last couple of months of the year or the beginning of the year, and it seems uncanny that happens so often. So we want to make sure that anyone who's listening to the broadcast now or even in the future will be saved, will be born again. We want to also make sure that those who are listening know how to lead someone to Jesus. You may be that one that the Lord is thrusting out into the harvest, because he told us to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into the harvest and thrust out laborers into the harvest. So you may be that one, you know, that's there, especially for your family, those who are close to you, and to ensure that they are born again. So I'll give you a couple of scriptures here, and then we'll pray the prayer of salvation. If you have prayed this prayer before, we just encourage you to go ahead and pray it. You only need to pray the prayer of salvation once, but we encourage you to pray it so that you can practice and be ready to lead someone in the prayer of salvation, to snatch them out of hell and make sure that when they're absent from their body, that they're present with the Lord. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And the Lord wants us to know that he loves us, not just loves us, but so loves us. Hallelujah. And his love is real. His love is here. His love is now. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Hallelujah. Saying a prayer out of your mouth. Hallelujah. And believing in your heart is choosing to believe. None of us was here 2,000 years ago to see Jesus. And even those who were here 2,000 years ago, many people did not see him. Yeah, he preached to the multitudes,
But still some just didn't even see him back then as well. Hallelujah. So now we have an opportunity to choose to believe. And as we choose to believe, we are saved. And as we choose to believe and say it out of our mouths, confession is made unto salvation, and we are saved. We are born again. Oh, I know it sounds so simple, but Jesus did the labor. Jesus did the work. All we have to do is receive what he's already done. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I believe God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I am born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you talk about the greatest healing ever is salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord God, we just lift them up to you right now, all who have prayed and who have been saved. We commit and commend them to you, Lord God. We thank you right now for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to even hear you, Lord God, even to hear you as they read the Bible in the name of Jesus, that they'll have a greater understanding and wisdom with the word of God as never before. And so we bless your name for that, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. And we want to invite you, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or if you're just in need of a church home, we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. And please come and learn more about your Lord and your Savior, his character, his nature, his very love for you. Learn more about who he is every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. He'll meet you there. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. That's what we have for you tonight. And praise God and pray that and know that he will redeem the time that you have spent here with him. So, amen. We thank God that he will heal, and he has healed everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what we didn't play tonight? We got to do that as we leave here tonight. And we did not play Look What the Lord Has Done. Amen. So we pray that. We play that over Michaela, Look What the Lord Has Done. We play that. Amen. For Minister Elaine, Look What the Lord Has Done. Hallelujah. We play that for Elder Phillip and Lady Linda, Lady Davina. Hallelujah for their skin. Amen. Minister Elaine for her ankle and any nerve damage gone. Renasia, no swelling in her ankles and feet. Reverend Treva, healing of her hand and wrist in the name of Jesus. Minister Rachel, hallelujah. Financial problems are not a problem anymore. Hallelujah. Healing of the finances in the name of Jesus. Soul ties cut asunder. And Michaela healed from any emotional disturbances in the name of Jesus. Reverend Treva, Lord God, healed from cataracts and seeing very clearly. And we give you praise for all that you've done. And we say, look what the Lord has done.